10% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
That's right, folks, and the name is The Sideline Sports Call-In Show. It's Friday, folks, and I am your host, the one and only Tony Tone Tone, the true tone of sports, the guru of greatness, the instant classic, the shaman of sexy, the Friday night delight. Folks, it's Friday. Thank goodness. It's here again. The sideline is back. It's a beautiful day. Sunny blue skies. Sun's feeling great. And we've got a lineup that's so incredible today. And I'm feeling good about it. Believe I've got two phone lines going up. I think one of those is one of our honored guests from the Seattle Mist Professional Ladies Lingerie League football team here in town and on the phone with us here on the sideline. I'm just waiting for a confirmation out there from Big John Studd, our engineer, doing the thing. I can hear him out there on the phone lines and whatnot. We have a very, very good show today. We're going to be talking about briefly, the NBA, dab a little bit into tennis, make a little report on some NASCAR, and we are ready, line one. All right, we are ready to go to the phone lines on line one. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. This is Tony. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to all our fans and listeners out there?
Hi, guys. I'm Laurel. I'll be number one, and I'm the returning quarterback from last season.
My name's Shay Norton. That's number 15, and I am a returning tight end and linebacker from last season.
Okay, double duty. I didn't know you guys were both on the line like that.
Heck yeah, we roll together, baby.
So we have two returning veterans. And first of all, are you guys excited?
Super excited. This is going to be a great season this year.
Okay. Laurel, as you said, you were returning back to the Mist. Are you glad to be back home?
I am so glad to be home. You know, I went down to Las Vegas, and a couple months ago, I just came back for a little vacation, and I just felt at ease, I felt at home, and I knew that I should come back. So thankfully they were arms open wide and welcomed me back, and we're ready to roll this season. Yeah, we missed her, that's for sure.
Okay, definitely. Now, for those who don't have the benefit of actually knowing who you are, Laura Krill, let's talk a little bit about last year real quick. With the team going 0-3.
Mm-hmm.
What about football made you want to come back and give this a second season?
These are my sisters, and we've grown a lot together. And, you know, we worked hard. After we lost our last game to San Diego, we all stuck with it. We pushed hard together. We haven't taken a week off since we quit, or since we lost last season. We've never quit. And so, you know, it's just like the heart and the tenacity that everybody has. It's very... You know, it's fun to be with these girls because everybody's in it. Everybody has the same mindset. Everybody wants to win. And, you know, when I had the opportunity to come back, I didn't even second guess it. You know, these are my sisters. These are my girls. And, you know, I love them 100%. And I know we can do better than last season. We practice and play a lot better than we did last season. And last season was disappointing. So I know we can do a lot better this year. And I'm excited to see how far we can go. I think we can go all the way, but I know that we can pick up some of the losses that we unfortunately lost last year. So I'm excited to move forward with these girls and get stronger.
Now, as a quarterback, I expect you're only playing just the offensive side of the ball?
I am. As far as I know right now, I am. Last season, I was Natasha's backup. So I was linebacker, backup quarterback, and then she got hurt, so I got moved into the starting quarterback position. But, you know, in practices now, since I've been back, I've been playing both ways. But in a game situation, I don't see him doing that. But just, like, practice-wise, I have been getting thrown in on defense. And if so, you know, I can play both ways if I need to. If, you know, someone gets hurt and I have to go, then I can step up and do that for them.
Okay. Now, Shay, you said you play tight end. And what was your defensive position there?
Linebacker. So, you know, and like Laurel said, it's what we need on this team is girls who can go both ways. It is on the line, step up, get right up, be on defense. And so Laurel can do that. Almost every single girl on our team can be on defense and be an asset on offense. And so a lot of the areas that we lacked in last year were because some girls were one-sided, and we're pretty excited that we can utilize everyone's skills on both sides of the ball.
Okay, now trying to do the math quickly in my head, I believe there's, 40-some-odd days left before your guys' first game in Green Bay against the Green Bay Chill. What are your game day expectations?
Game day expectations, we have a pretty long day on game days. We'll be flying. We play on Fridays, and we'll be flying in that Friday morning. And, you know, it's just getting rest before we go up there is what's most important, getting hydrated, eating well, and getting rest before we go, because Friday is just a 24-hour day. It's so long. We get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. We'll fly in there. We've got, as soon as we get there, you get off the plane, you have to get hair and makeup ready. We're doing photo shoots. We're doing walkthroughs for MTV. We've got all kinds of things that's all scheduled as soon as we get off the plane up until kickoff time. And so there's no downtime for anybody just to hang out and really like snooze. And so it's important that everybody gets rest and gets all of their what they need before we get on that plane to go up there, because the game day is 100% like full throttle and just totally draining up until game time and through the game. So if you can get your mindset before we get up there and get rest, then we'll be good to go. Last year was kind of a lot of rookies going in and weren't expecting to have such long days, and it kind of wore on us. But I think now that we have a lot of veterans this year and stuff, we'll have a lot better sense of like what we have, what we're doing, and get ready for this year. Yeah, most definitely. Laurel kind of hit it with that one. And as for the game itself, we're really kind of anticipating to watch the season opener here on this next Friday. That's when Green Bay plays Minnesota, and that's when we're really going to get a good idea of what we're going to be going against head-to-head. Every girl will see who she's going to be knocking heads with all game long. We're going to be able to see what they're going to be running, what kind of formation they like to run, who gets the ball the most. I mean, we don't know what to anticipate until we see them play this Friday, so we're really looking forward to Friday to try to prepare ourselves.
Yeah, it's nice because they don't get to really see us play beforehand with our team that we have this year, because they're our first game. And so it's nice that we can kind of scout and get ready for them, even though they are a new up-and-coming team. But we can kind of get a scout on them. And, I mean, they can scout us from last year and whatever, but it's not the same team. So I think we kind of have an advantage going down there this year.
Now, I can tell you two have definitely done your fair share of interviews on the radio and whatnot, because every question I was about to ask you, you've already just about answered.
Pretty good at everything we do.
So, what I was going to say, with all the new players and coming out on the team this year, and the fact that Green Bay has never been in existence before this year, so this is their first year, how you guys were going to prepare for that. But as Shay alluded to, you guys are going to watch the first game, which they have, I believe, August the 26th?
Yes, it's next Friday, 7 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay. And are you guys kind of disappointed with not having a game until late in September?
Last year we only had 3 days of pads to hit last year right before our first game. We'd never stepped out on the show wear floor until we actually played. So we have a lot more time this year to get ready, kind of get some of those bruises and you know, the hurts out of the way with hitting a lot earlier than last year. So it's nice to try to get everybody's bodies in the game formation before it really happens, because that first game of LA last year was kind of a rude awakening for everybody. And we've got a lot of hitting in so far already, and you know, we get another month of it before we go at them. And you know, we're hitting it hard and we're ready to go after them. You know, we, like we said, we get that advantage to see how they play and see how their pace of game goes. So hopefully, you know, after we scout, we'll be able to slow it down and take this first win. You know, we're not going to go in with the mindset that they're a new team. We can't go in there like that. We have to go in there like they're the champions from last season, and we just have to go in there and take them out, especially on their home field.
Most definitely. I can't wait.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. Now, Laurel, you were just coming off of a fantastic weekend out in Hamilton, Ontario. You want to speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, we had All Stars was up in Hamilton. It was such a great time. The hospitality up there was unreal. It was a little town just outside of Toronto, and you know, it was nice, and meeting everybody from both sides and getting to know all the other girls, you know, because when you're just going against them, there's so much going on, like I said, during game day that you don't know who you're going up against. It's just all the other team. But it's nice to actually get to know the other girls and meet them and hang out with them. Every day that we spent together as the West team, we spent it all together. It wasn't just the LA team went together. You know, the Miss team went together. It was everybody was in unison for everything we did, and we all had a great time getting to know each other. And it's nice because now we have a sisterhood within the league and not just within each of our teams.
So outside of the actual game days and on the field action, a lot of the girls from the league are pretty friendly then.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody, I mean, we were all there to have fun, to get to know each other. And, you know, it was just a privilege to be in the All-Star game. But, you know, even the West, we all hung out with the East and got to know each other as the whole league basis. And it was such a great week. We got to spend almost a whole week together, and it was, we all just had such a great time. It was a very good experience for everybody.
Yeah, especially when we went all down to the Las Vegas Super Bowl game together. So it was great to be able to see both of the championship, you know, the teams, contending teams, and most of the Miss girls, and everyone was so, you know, warming and welcoming. And even though on the field, everyone is your worst enemy ever. They're not nice, but it's all nothing when we're off the field, you know. We're all football players, and we all respect each other just like the pros do, you know?
Yep. So for the third year in a row, you guys get to face off against the Los Angeles Temptation. And from my media standpoint, I'm looking at your schedule, and I see 3-1, easy, possibly 4-0. What are your guys' outlooks on your situation for this year?
I think you absolutely hit the nail on the head. I don't think that we should be going down. I mean, we had the expectations last year as well, but, you know, we've been working hard. We've got two new incoming teams this year in our schedule, and then, you know, the L.A. Temptation. So, and, you know, I think we can get them this year. They've got just as new a team as anybody. There's not that many veterans coming back for that team. They've got a lot of new rookies on that team. They do have Ashley Salerno, the quarterback. That was the quarterback for the All-Star team for the West also. She's a great quarterback, you know, and she's a good team leader, and they trust her and believe in her. And, you know, she's a very strong asset to that team. But, you know, it's all cylinders have to come into one. And so, you know, if they can't get it together within teammates, it's because you have one good player that doesn't cut it. And, you know, they have a new coach this year as well. It's Ashley Salerno's dad. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for their team, though. They won two championships, and they are the ones to knock off. And I'm excited to go down there and knock them off their horse in their hometown.
Okay, Shay, the music's coming on. We have to cut to a break. I would love for you guys to stay on the line if you want and join us in the just about 2 minutes into the next segment, or we could unfortunately cut ties and we'll have to get you on here again.
We can stay on if you'd like. Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Okay, all right, folks. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with your Seattle Miss teammates, Shay Norton and Laura Krill. Angel,
It's travel time at Les Schwab Tire Stores with great value on performance tires. Great buys for pickups and SUVs. Low-cost, all-season, all-terrain tires. Plus, free brake and battery checks for whatever you drive. It's travel time at all 11 Pierce County Les Schwab locations. In Lakewood, see Les Schwab on Steilacoom Boulevard, one block west of South Tacoma Way. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Lincoln Hardware has been in business since 1929. That's over 80 years. Just south of Lincoln High School on South G Street, Lincoln Hardware is known for personal service and quality products for all your hardware needs, from plumbing to paint. And see Lincoln Hardware's gardening section with everything in one place for your place. See Scott, Dave, or Jennifer for service that makes a difference at Lincoln Hardware. In business over 80 years. Just south of Lincoln High School on South G Street.
Proud partners in our local community, Tacoma's Connolly Law Offices supports youth athletics in our area as part of a vision for creating meaningful change to improve society. Connolly Law Offices' core values of truth, justice, accountability, and equal access not only serve them well in the courtroom, but are values on the ball field or the sports arena. When Connolly Law Offices takes on a case, they do so to make a difference for clients, the local community, and society as a whole. Connolly Law Offices, creating meaningful change through the legal process. See more at Connolly-Law.com.
Now you can get authentic slow-smoked warthog wood pit barbecue with your baseball at Genie Stadium. Order up a Warthogzilla at the next Rainiers game. It's a 2-foot-long pork log of goodness found only at the Warthog Shack at Genie Stadium.
Dine in or take out at the famous Warthog Log Cabin and Fife. For special events, there's Warthog catering to feed your whole herd. Get all the details at warthogbbq.com.
Welcome back to the sideline, folks. I'm your host, Tony. The numbers to join in the fun is 253-584-1480 if you're local. King County, we got you covered toll-free, 253-804-5765. We are online with two of your Seattle Miss teammates, Shay Norton and all-fantasy all-star Laurel Krill. Ladies, welcome back. Thanks for joining us on the second segment here.
Thank you for having us.
Mm-hmm. Now, as I just found out during the break, the two of you are currently at practice.
We are. Yes, we are.
So just how grueling do you think this year's practices are in comparison to last year since you were both on the team?
This year it's stepped up quite a bit. Now that everybody knows more of the football drills and stuff, we can get through them a lot faster and quicker. And he puts us at it a lot harder since there are quite a few veterans from last season.
Yeah, everyone's required to learn quickly. You know, any new girl we get, we don't sit and tell them how to play football. You got to know on your own how to play. And we're throwing audibles in there. We're throwing, you know, we're getting hardcore on our 2-minute offense, and we're really trying to hit it professionally. So it's going to be some good football this year, most definitely.
Well, that's what we like to hear. Are you guys at all – well, actually, before I ask that question, let me go ahead and say this. When you follow the NFL, if either of you do, you hear a lot of players whine and about the practicing and the training camps and preseason games. Now, as football players yourselves, are you happy the fact that you don't have preseason games, or are you a little bit sad about that?
This is Laurel, and I think that I would like to have a couple of preseason games, just running in from some of the East teams. We don't get to play them until it comes down to the championship, and it would be nice just to kind of get that other kind of hit from the other side of the conference. But, you know, we would all like to play more games. We only have 4 games a season, and, you know, if they could throw in some preseason games, you know, just some scrimmages or something, it would be nice to kind of get some more hits in.
It'd be great, but I mean, it's tough because we see, you know, every team seems to lose a girl during every game. I mean, someone goes down, we hit hard, and we go full bore, and we're not wearing a lot. So it is scary to think of preseason games because we could lose an all-star, and that would, you know, almost wreck our season, you would think. So
So there's ups and downs to that.
That is very true, in fact. And speaking of losing all-stars and teammates and stuff during practices, I've noticed a lot with this season, there's been a lot of, I won't say free agency trading because I don't believe you guys have agents or whatnot, but there's been a lot of girls going from one team to other teams.
Yeah.
And is that something that we're just going to have to get used to year after year, rosters changing so quickly?
I think so. We're all young adults, most of us. And the thing is if you don't have your career set yet, if opportunity arises and there's a football team in that town where you're going to move for work or any other reason, I mean, I'm going to play. If I had to move out of Washington for any reason ever, I'm still going to want to play football. Not that I wouldn't always be a miss, but I'm always going to want to be a football player. So wherever I go, I'm going to want to play.
I know there's definitely a desire for young women to want to play. I met a girl at one of your guys' practices. She had come out to check out the team. She had wanted to play football so greatly that she went and tried out for the Las Vegas team at first, and then she flew all the way to Chicago to try out for the Chicago team. So there's definitely a drive and a want for young women to want to play this game. And it's, you know, from a fan's aspect, it's kind of mind-blowing because you never knew that there was that much of a level of interest for girls to want to play football before a league like this came about.
Well, I think Laurel can attest to the fact that there are so many great athletes that are just unappreciated. I mean, look at all the teams that we lost this last year. We lost, I think, four teams, and those girls have some awesome. Laurel got to play with them on the All-Star team, and those girls don't have a team now. I mean, the Dallas girls, some of the San Diego girls, so I can see them going to another town to go play. I mean, once you're out of the collegiate sports, where do you go if you do not go professional?
So do you see this, what you're involved in right now, and its growth potential, do you see it escalating into possible NCAA women's football?
Well, that's the hope. That's the ultimate goal, I would suppose. I think that's what we're all in it, to try to make this a legitimate league, not just a lingerie league, but an actual women's ladies football league rather than lingerie. I mean, that's the ultimate goal.
Yeah, showing that girls can hit just as well as guys can hit. You know, it's nice to see that people, you know, when they come out, they appreciate the effort and how hard that we actually go after each other and hit. It's not powder puff. You know, it's not, you know, flag football. And, you know, and I went into a store the other day and I was getting shoes and I was asking them, you know, like if they were guys that looked like they had played football in their lives, if they, you know, if these would be good on turf or you know, what they thought about them. They're like, oh, what do? Just for training or just to go work out at the gym? And I was like, well, I play football. And they started laughing and they looked at me. And then when they figured out that I played like the lingerie football and they've seen it before, they were like, oh yeah, you play football. You know, it kind of changed their mind because they're hearing about it more and seeing that we actually hit each other. And it's not just, you know, frolicking around in lingerie. You know, most of us, we like to play just because we're playing football, not because we have that we're in lingerie. Like there's not, I don't think there's anybody on this team that would say that they want to go put on the lingerie and just go hang out in it. Like, that's not what we're here for. We're here to go hit some people on the other side. And, you know, that this is the opportunity that we have to do that, is that we play in lingerie and we actually play football. So
I understand that the term that they use in lingerie is basically for a selling point. But for those who have not had the benefit of actually going to a game or watching any of the games on MTV2, like the All-Star game, which was live this year, and all the rest of the games, which will be live this year, you could go online and watch clips of different games from different teams at the LFLUS.com site and check out these girls and their games and whatnot that they've played. And it's not really that you guys are playing in lingerie. I mean, when I first heard about it 2.5 years ago, and I heard lingerie football term, I was at a college radio station, and we were doing our show. One of the guys comes up, and he's like, hey, did you guys know that there's a lingerie football league, and we have a team out here in Seattle? And we were like, no way, lingerie. And they're like, yeah. And he was like, so these girls are actually playing in lingerie. We took a trip because obviously the name gets you curious.
Right.
We took a trip. The most of the group of us, there was a group of five of us that all hosted a show back then. One of your teammates was a former host on this show, actually, Melissa. She was one of the people that did not get to go to the game with us. I don't remember why. But we actually went out, and we took that trip, and we went there undoubtedly because of the name, and we wanted to see what it was about. Once the game started, and that game was against Dallas, in fact, once that game started and we got to see the level of intensity, professionalism, and athleticism, we were blown away. Because we were expecting, like the name says, you know, girls be running around in lingerie. We didn't know what kind of lingerie it was going to be, but we expected girls be running around in lingerie. And what we got were football players who happened to be wearing, like a sports bra and the boy shorts or whatever.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's definitely a selling point that they come, you know, and people, they still come to, you know, see it. Girls like frolicking around in lingerie, and then you know they appreciate the game, and we have a signing period after the game, you know, and we'll stay there, you know, if there's for 3 hours until the last person's come through the line, and everybody is just like, I can't believe how hard you guys hit, I can't believe, you know, the level of football that you guys are in for not playing your whole lives, like, this is great, like, it's good entertainment, it's good football, you know, and it's fun for everybody. People bring out, you know, their little girls and their little boys to come watch a football game after they figure out what it is. It's not trashy by any means. I mean, we keep ourselves covered, and it's fun atmosphere for everybody, I think.
Well, and the complexity of our offense is just mind-blowing. You know, I think that the guys really start to respect us when they can see the plays that we're running, and they can read it like they read an actual NFL game. They're just like, wow, she's booting to this side. And you know, we have the biggest playbook, the offensive playbook, is just phenomenal. And it takes, you know, since you're a kid in Pee Wee football to really learn this. And some of these girls learn it in weeks, in months.
Absolutely. Shay, I hate to cut you off there, but the music is on. We're up against a hard break for about 2 or 3 minutes, actually. Am I keeping you guys from the rest of your practice? Is the coach over there steaming mad at you guys? Or do you have to get back? Or what's the deal here?
How much time do you want to
give
the
time for? Let's see. We're going to go into a news break here in just a little bit. If I could have you back on for just a few more minutes after the
KLAY, break. KLAY, Lakewood, Tacoma.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm John Russell. Authority.